If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now we have Billy Donlin, head coach of the Kansas City Roos, who joins us every week to talk. Man, we've talked about everything. Now maybe, I don't know, here's something crazy. We could talk basketball because things are happening. We talk sports.
Steven, I thought you were going to ask Coach about Bobby Witt Jr. just right off the...
Well, I could. I could ask him about Bobby Witt Jr. I'm sure he has some comments on him. Coach Billy Donlin joins us. Hello, Coach. How are you?
Top of the morning to you, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing fantastic. Man, did that make me happy the other day when I saw a tweet from the Kansas City men's basketball account, at KC Ruse MBB. It said, back in the gym today. Great to be back on the court with our student athletes. Hashtag Roo up. And you retweeted that and said, great to be back with the guys. I mean, look, there's everything going on in the world, we know that, and all the challenges, but that's just got to feel good to get back on the court with your basketball team, Coach.
Oh, there's no question. You know, we've had everybody in Division I was allowed to start basketball workouts on Monday, and I'm incredibly sore because it's been 5 months since I've participated in a workout. So these yesterday morning and this morning, I feel like a guy who hasn't done anything for 5 months, but it's been awesome to, you know, just to be back out there. I think the guys are, our guys have been really excited and been great. You know, it brings routine to their life. You know, regardless of if you're a Division I player, you know, exercise is always a really good thing for you physically, but also more importantly for you emotionally. And, you know, our guys now are back into that routine. So it's good for them. It doesn't mean we're going to play in November. I have no idea. If you were asking me, I'll stand by what I've said. I don't think we'll start on time currently with everything that's going on. But I do think we can provide a pretty good bubble. We've got great medical care to keep our players safe, as opposed to some of them being home. You know, quite frankly, Marvin Nesbitt's from Chicago. He's from the South Side, where everything's going on. It's tragic. It's where I, you know, I grew up in the Chicago area, and Marvin doesn't want to go home, and be involved with the things that are going on there right now. And you know, there are situations where it's better for our guys to be back here. So it is a great thing, to have them back, to be with them. And I think, you know, our medical people have done a really good job of, creating an environment that does everything it can to be preventative of people getting COVID.
Coach Billy Donlin from UMKC is our guest. And take us through kind of what the intake was like and what sort of medical procedures and protocols you guys have had in place to get to this point.
Yeah, I know. You know, what I'll tell you, Todd, is, you know, when we brought everybody back, obviously we got everybody tested as soon as they came back. We put them in these pods of about five each. And we did it based on position, but those pods stick together in terms of their workouts. We wear masks. Everybody wears masks during workouts. Very rarely do we have guys at the same basket. They never use the same basketball, just to give you an idea of some of the things we do. There's no live play, so there's no one-on-one or two-on-two or anything like that. There's no contact within our practices. Everything is basically skill development. So we brought our guys back, and if a guy tested positive, we immediately put him in quarantine. I think that's also the other positive. You know, we had a guy or two test, and the reality was they wouldn't have known that had we not brought them back. And so they already had it before they came back. And now we were able to, I think our people were able to deal with that, you know, properly. And we were able to contain it. So, you know, I think, again, they've done a really good job. Their meals are individually brought to them. Every player, every meal, we provide them four meals a day. Very appreciative of Jack Stack and Pickleman's and et cetera, and Capini's that have been incredible partners during this time. You know, we get four meals a day from them, and as I said, everything is individualized per each player, and so I think it's a good situation, a safe situation, all things considered. But that was kind of, that's been our process, you know, and we have other programs that are back and that are working. And I think if you asked our guys, I know our guys are really happy to be back. I know sometimes the national media, the narrative is that we're, as coaches, we're forcing them back. And I just want to emphasize again, we're not. I was honest with our players that if they wanted to come back, they could. But if they did, they needed to be disciplined and follow the rules that we had in place, or else there would be some significant punishment. But if you didn't want to come back, it wouldn't affect your scholarship. You know, we would certainly leave you on scholarship and all of those kinds of things. And had those conversations with all of the parents multiple times. And I've had parents tell me, we're glad that they're back. And that doesn't mean that it's one size fits all. I'm sure there's some apprehension. My 15-year-old daughter is at a camp right now. She's at her mom and I decided to allow her to go to her favorite. She's gone to this camp for 10 years. And we've allowed that to happen. So I think it's a very tricky situation for everybody. I don't know if there are right answers, but I'm grateful to be able to be back and get to do what I love, and that's to be on the floor and be around our players, because, you know, that's the best part of our profession is you get to be around these guys every day. You laugh, you joke, they keep you young. They also age you pretty quick. You can get eight. It's like dog years some days as a coach, but it's well worth the trip.
Billy Donlin is our guest, and Coach, I'm looking at this picture, and I'm seeing KC Ruse masks that everyone's wearing. I mean, look, if we're going to wear a mask, why not be fashionable? And if they are, how could some alums get their hands on these Kansas City Ruse masks?
Yeah, you know what, Coach? Steven, we'll send you one out, and I'll learn from my own misjudgment. I ordered myself a large. And my face has grown, so I'm pretty sure yours and you and I are both extra large.
100% on St. John.
Whatever, the biggest head and face. Yeah, just double XL, whatever you got.
One size does
and
not
send,
fit most.
I'll send an extra large for Nate. Todd, I don't know.
Big round head.
Jake,
I'm like St. John. Yeah.
All right, they're awesome. Kurt JC, who's one of our associate athletic directors here, for Dr. Martin, did a great job of getting those. They're awesome. We it's funny you said that, Steven. The other day when we picked up our Pickleman's orders, the people there that are working there, we come in with our masks, and they're like, hey, how can we get our hands on some of those? So maybe we need to sell them. They're right. They really are pretty awesome. Kurt's done a great job with it.
And so I see, and the players have the masks on too, and so look, how challenging is that? Because I know you guys just getting back on the floor and everything else, but look, that's just it's a necessity. It's what has to be done, and I see latex gloves and everything else, all the precautions being taken. But if you're a player out there getting up and down the floor, that's and we've already heard all the talk about, you know, in the NFL and how they're trying to have a new helmet design that's going to be ready in time for the NFL season. But that certainly is an adjustment for the players and the student athletes to get out there and practice with the masks on.
There's no question that the masks can be restrictive, especially when you need air. You know, when you're out of breath, and our guys, look, they haven't done anything relative to being a Division I player in 4 or 5 months. And so we really try to focus on allowing them opportunities to get big sips of air because, the mask can sometimes, when it gets wet from sweat, can get restrictive. And so we're very, very cautious about that. But it's definitely, some of it is mental. You know, you're not used to wearing a mask covering while you work out or while you play or while you shoot your jumper. For some of our guys that aren't very good shooters, it's a great excuse. Coach, I can't make one today. This mask is killing me. And then I'll just tell them, you couldn't make one without a mask. It doesn't matter. That's why you need to keep working, repping it out. But, it's to your point, Steven, it's a part of our situation. And, you know, you just got to, as a coach, you got to allow them. You know, we're certainly not going full gear from a cardiovascular standpoint. You know, this is, we're trying to get our sea legs back under us. We're working on our skills, our ball handling and our shooting mostly, because we really don't do a lot of passing because of we want to keep one ball to a player. So, but yeah, it's different. It's unique. It'll be interesting what the NFL guys think and when they're doing what they're doing with their masks.
We're talking to UMKC head basketball coach Billy Donlin, and you mentioned a little bit about, you know, bringing the players back to campus, and if they're, even if they hadn't left, they're there with you guys now. One of the big recruiting points of UMKC is your location. You're right there close to the plaza. You're in a major metropolitan city, and with that comes probably even more responsibility at this point. If you were in some faraway little sleepy town, you know, it's easy to tell your guys, hey, don't go out and do something and have some fun.
Yeah, not hard to tell student-athletes.
In Macomb.
Hey, Macomb, Illinois. Hey, guys, you really need to be aware where you're going.
Yeah, it's different in Kansas City. So what has been your response from your guys about their personal responsibility, not while they're wearing the mask and working out and doing what you're having them do there, but when they're away from you? What's been their response on just trying to it's because it's definitely extra responsibility now that they didn't have before.
Yeah, that was a big, you know, it was the biggest point of the conversations we had leading up to them coming back, Todd. You know, we told them that they're basically they can be in their apartments, which is about a 3-block walk to the gym, to Sweeney, and there's no socialization. There's no going out. There's no, we'll get groceries that you need. We're bringing you all your meals. Their day is pretty packed. You know, they've got a morning workout, lifting with our strength coach. They've got afternoon workouts, and then they have the availability to come back at night and shoot. So it's really about that those hours that we all worry about as coaches, from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And we have a pretty strict policy. Could lead to suspension, loss of scholarship, et cetera, because we had to make it that tough because there's a lot at stake. So it's not easy. We're trying to find other things. We haven't been able to do it yet just because of our campus isn't open, but we're figuring out ways to try to get in an auditorium on campus and have some movie nights. I know we've talked about that before, just to try to give them some release of from the basketball and from the workouts, and do some other team building activities. But there's no question it's a challenge, because Kansas City is a great city. It's an unbelievable place. There's so many different things you can do, places you can go. We want to do some educational things, but we're waiting, whether it's to go to the World War I Museum, go back to the Negro League Hall of Fame Museum, and do those kinds of things, but we got to wait for the numbers to die down. So we do have plans for our guys to keep them active. But, I think that's what everybody's worried about, right, in their own bubbles, is when guys kind of, for lack of a better word, get bored. You know, can you remain disciplined? Because that's really what this takes. It's the discipline to wear the masks, the discipline to just stay kind of in your room when you're back in your apartment. You know, it's that kind of, and it's a great challenge to our older players who need to be the leaders in all this. You know, they need to be, like on any team, if you've ever been an athlete, the best teams are the teams, the championship teams have the players policing themselves, so to speak. You don't have, the coaches aren't always the ones that have to keep people on the right track, and when you have teams where the players are the guys, where it's player-led leadership, you got a chance. And we really talked about that with our guys, and I'm hopeful that our older players will take that upon themselves and do a great job with it.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, we've actually been able to talk a lot about sports today, because the Royals have one more summer camp game, then they begin their season on Friday. Sporting Kansas City is playing right now, and they're up 1-0 over RSL. And we're talking about football and training camp getting started. So I wanted to ask you a question about your team before we let you go. Maybe just give me one or two things that you're excited about whenever the season does start. Now that you've got your players back, you've had a chance to get on the floor and kind of get a feel for what you've got and to see them all together. Give me one or two things that you're excited about with this basketball team that's finally back together in Kansas City.
Well, the first thing that excites me is you have guys that have knowledge of the system, right? Anytime you're a first-year coach, There's nobody on your staff or players, for the most part, that have your understand your system. And so everything is new to everybody. So the most exciting thing for me is we have a culture in place. I'm really proud of our guys, Steven. I'd be remiss, and I want to thank Amelia Howard, who handles our academic advising. We finished the year. We just got honored by the NABC with a 3.25 GPA. It's the highest in men's basketball history at UMKC for a season. And then next year, because it's like taxes, it happens a year later. For the first time in men's basketball history, we'll have a 1,000 on our APR. And so I think from a culture standpoint, we're doing the right things in the community. Our guys are doing the right things in the classroom. So that excites me. That also translates to the basketball. And then the second part, just specifically to our players and their strengths, I do think we can play a number of different ways. I think we're going to be very diverse in how we play, and that's always good as a coach because, you know, sometimes one style of play against other people may not be good for you. And so if we can play small, I think we're going to be pretty fast for our league, pretty quick. We're going to be able to pressure the ball a little bit more defensively. So that's really exciting to me, just kind of looking at it and seeing them kind of all together over the last just 2 days. So we're excited about what's happening, and I'm excited about our players. I think we need big seasons out of Brandon McKissick and Marvin Nesbitt, and I think Josiah Alec, who was basically starting for us last year as a freshman, is going to make a really, really big jump as a sophomore. I think he's going to have a terrific sophomore season. I don't want to give him the head coach jinx or the Madden cover jinx or anything like that, but I do think Josiah is going to have a great year for us.
Coach, it's good talking basketball with you, and hopefully things will continue to progress in a positive manner, and we will talk to you next week. Coach, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Coach.
You do the same thing. That's Coach Billy Donlin. Let's get my hands on one of those masks and represent my school. I like that.
Small.
Kurt J.C., if you have anything that fits a melon head, a big, giant melon on a toothpick, that would be, although my body's not a toothpick, but that's the size, that's the proportions.
Right? S-M-O-L, a small mask for Steven.
This means anything. I wear a size 8 fitted cap, so that gives you some guidance on what you're dealing with. It's,
You just need to put a little extra extension on the ear.
Right.
You're a D cup on the face. Triple E, maybe.
I have a very plump face. I'm very ready to.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this right now. We got some mask issues here at work with some people's faces. We got some big faces here. Curtis has a big face. He stretches the ears on those things. And, you know, Josh Briscoe, he's having a hard time. He's got a mask that's got the goes up over the nose and everything, right? It's this nice little, black. Fabric mask. It's really nice. But when he talks to you, I think his mouth opens a lot when he talks, and it just kind of keeps pulling it down. He just really struggles to keep this thing on his face.
Are you saying he has a big mouth?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We were very lucky because Phil's girlfriend's mother, Phil's girlfriend and her mother made...
Those are your in-laws.
Well... Who knows? Made our whole family masks with filters and everything, and they don't hook over the ears.
Oh, nice!
They go there like one like around the head and the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're very comfortable and they're very good and they're very nice and they're.
Did she know how to make yours double sized?
That's everyone knows. Everyone knows, Todd, that I have a,
Have a look at the replay.
Right.
William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
You gotta give the boy a call.
That's exactly right. It's like a big planet. So.
Well, that's a huge noggin.
Gravitational
pull. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system. Head, move.
Head, pants, no. So
totally fits.
Yeah,
there was all this. I always have those flexi fit hats that say, one size fits most. No, not really. Certainly not. I've never been a one size fits all, and barely one size fits most. Doesn't work for me. No go.
Thank you very much to Coach Billy Donlin for coming on the show. We'll be back after this on WHB.